Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chof Ches and Meseches Beitz. It's the 641st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the top of the daf. The subject of the Mishnayis of our daf, we're going to have three, if you include the last one on the bottom of Chof Ches and Meseches, all deal with the topic of Maisechol, of things that appear of weekday type of behavior, which are prohibited to do on Yom Tov that are Yisurei Durabbanan. That will be the topic of the first Gemara as well. On the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, going to Chaf Ches Amud Beis, we're going to have the important machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in regards to whether machshirei ochal nefesh are permissible. In other words, not only cooking food, but any ancillary or auxiliary behavior that's done to help cooking food as well for Yom Tov, whether that will be acceptable. Those are going to be the two major topics of our daf. So let's begin. Ezer Hashem begin on top of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shekel Adam Baser Keneged Akli. A person is allowed to weigh meat and use the measurement of a utensil. So let's say there's a utensil that weighs a pound. So he's allowed to weigh on one side of the scale, an old fashioned scale where you have a balance on one side. He's allowed to use a balance of an utensil, but he can't use a regular weight, okeneged akupitz, or the other weight that he could use is a butcher's knife, to use the standard weights. Take a look at Rashi in the first line, he's probably referring to a liter, where Rashi says on the top wide line, to use a standard weight of a litra, presumably that means a liter, which interestingly today we use as a measure of liquid volume, liquid weight. So that type of measuring using a standard liter system would be prohibited. However, if one does a shinoi, then it's obvious that you're not measuring as if it's a regular weekday. There's no maisechol if you do a shinoi according to Rabbi Yehuda. Here the Chachamim disagree l'chumra. V'chachamim omrim, ei mashkichim bekaf maznayim kol ikar. You cannot use any type of weighting. You can't use an abnormal form of system like being shokel baser keneged akli, but rather you can't weigh at all. Michael Ikar Amar Yehuda Mishmuel Afilu l'shamro min ha'achbarim, says the Gemara. Why did the Mishnah use the expression kol ikar? V'chacham ma'isrim. We've had other expressions earlier. See, the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, we used the expression chacham ma'isrim after there was a lenient opinion in the Mishnah. Why here do we use the expression kol ikar? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Afilu l'shamro min ha'achbarim, answers the Gemara, that you're not allowed to use the weight as a tool at all. Let's say in those days it was not common. It was difficult to construct shelves and cupboards, so often they would hang things on other objects. So they used to use the weight, the scale, as a shelf. So and instead of putting on the floor to have the meat sit on the floor and be eaten by achbarim, eaten by mice, so then might have thought that it would be acceptable to at least use it as a shelf. You're not weighing at all. Comes along the Chacham and say it's prohibited. Amar Avida bar Ravin, v'hu detalya betrita. That's when the scale is hanging on its tabas, and that is its suspension. You think of the weight scale, the scale where you balance out the liter weight on the one side and the object you're measuring on the other, and the way in which it maintains its balance, that if you take both weights off, they'll be absolutely equal, is a proper tabas that supports and suspends these weights equally. If it's not being held up by those tabas, then it's clear that you're not using it as a weight at all. So says Rav Yehuda bar Ravin, the only time the Chachamim will prohibit it, even though they prohibit it, afilu shamro min ha'achbarim, is if it's not being held up in an abnormal fashion. But if it's not being suspended as a weight, is normally suspended as a scale, is what is relative, is generally suspended, so in such a case it will be permissible. V'amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, tabach uman asa lishko basar biyad. When it comes to a professional butcher, he can't even weigh the meat in his hand. The butcher is so proficient, he has such a sense of weight, he'll be able to pick up a piece of meat and tell you on his own how much it weighs, so he can't even weigh a piece of meat. Vamar of Yehuda Mer Shmuel, another teaching, Tabach Uman, Asalishko Basar Bimayim. He can't also use a measure of water displacement. If you have a certain amount of water in a utensil, and you put the piece of meat inside the water, so that's also a way of measuring that is prohibited to do. Interestingly, prohibited by the professional, because the professional normally does this way, the average person does not. Similarly, there is a totally different isur of uvda dechol, is you're not allowed to make a hole in the meat that's normally used for the meat's transport, because that is ma'isa dechol. They would buy the meat, make this hole, and then carry it home. And that is as well uvda dechol. You see how far ma'isa dechol of Yom Tov goes. Ravina biyada shari. Ravina argues, but in his hand, if he makes the hole in an amateur fashion with his hand, because normally he uses a knife, then in such a case it would be acceptable. Ravuna mutalasa simin babasar. Ravuna says you're allowed to make a sign inside of the meat in order to ensure that people will not confuse your meat with theirs, your own personal sign. You're allowed to engrave into it CE. My initials, Kiyad Rabba Ravuna, Mechatechla, Atlas Karnasa. Like Rabba Ravuna would make three corners into the meat. He would turn it into a triangle. Didn't write initials. He didn't write RBH, Rabba Barhuna. However, he made three corners. Rab Chia Rab Shimon Berebi, Shokim Mane, Kenegim Mane, Biyamtiv. Now the Gemara goes back to the issue of weighing, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe would weigh meat by comparing their pieces to each other. They would weigh out that they have similar pieces in weight. Now the Gemara wants to know, who does this opinion fit with? Keman, loka Rabbi Yehuda veloka Rabbanan. This opinion seems to fit neither with Rabbi Yehuda nor with the Rabbanan. This practice seems to fit with no one in our Mishnah. It seems not to fit with Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabban. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it will be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amri shoykel adam basa keneged hakli. He says that you're allowed to even use a utensil to weigh it. So why would they be able to weigh it against each other? O keneged hakupetz, he said you could use a butcher's knife, but that's it. Keneged hakli in, keneged miyachrin ilo. Ika Rabbanan, if he was following the opinion of the Rabbanan, ha'amri, the Rabbanan say, ein mashkichim b'kaf maznayim kol ikar, you're not allowed to use a scale at all. So that's not consistent with the Rabbanan. Question mark, answers the Gemara, there's a third opinion that he was following. Or more precisely, they, Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, there's a third opinion that they were following. The opinion of Reb Yehoshua. The sign is we learn if you're allowed to weigh things against each other. Rav Yosef halachic Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Yosef commented that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Because we have a Mishnah in Bechiris that seems to be like this. The Snan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Psuli Amukdosh and Hanasan Lehegdish, Vishoiklin Mone, Keneged Mone, Bibichor. Rashi explains very beautifully, it's not an easy Mishnah in Bechoros. What is going on in regards to Psule HaMukdoshin and Shoklin Monik Negemonu Bechor? No one could say it as well as Rashi. So let's take a look. In Dibar Maskel, Disnam Psule HaMukdoshin. Says Rashi, Disnam Psule HaMukdoshin HaNosel Hegu Shoklin Monik Negemonu Bechor. Seifa de Masnisa Nakit. This is the Seifa of a Mishnah. Vereisha Hachi Isa. And what is going on in that Mishnah in the Bechoros is the following. Kol Psule HaMukdoshin Karim Be'itlas. In general, Psulei HaMikdashin could be sold in the general manner in the markets and could be weighed with the liter in a normal fashion as if it was chulin. We'll see in a moment why. Of course, Psulei HaMikdashin mean those karbanos that were already, the animals were already designated for a hegdish, but for whatever reason became puzzle. An example would be a case where they have a mum. Chutz min ha-bechor v'amasar shani yosan l'baylu. In general, you could sell the psul ha-mikdash in the regular way in the market, and we're seeing a moment, we're not going to be concerned about bizayon kodshim. Avo psul ha-mikdashin hani yosan lehegdish. Due to the fact that psul ha-mikdashin ha-no goes to heglish, v'shoklin mona k'negin mona b'bechor.
V'chein perusha. What does that mean? The psula hamikdashin goes tana the hegish. It could be sold in the market, and bechar could only be weighed mane kenegin mane. Explains Rashi, this is what the Mishnah means, three lines before the wide Rashi continues. Kol kachim bali mumin sheniftu b'mumman, when it comes to kachim that were redeemed, afal bishadayim miktas kedusha alein, even though there is a little bit of kedusha on them, so you have a carbon, a person donated, he said, I'm going to give this animal as a carbon shlomen. It then got a mum. So the halachi is that you could redeem it. You take the value and you give the money to Hegdish and then it goes to Chulin. That's called Pidyon. Even though it has a little bit of Kedusha on them. The halachi is that one is not allowed to use the animal or use its shearings for Chulin. So we see it does have a Miktsas of Kedusha. As Gemara learns in Bechor is Tismach v'lo Giza, afilu hachi, nagin maise chulin behen bezu, shenishketu be'itlas, v'nimkarim be'itlas belitra. Nevertheless, you could sell it in the market. Chutz men ha-Bechor v'ha-Maiser, except for Bechor and Maiser, that you're not allowed to treat it in its weighing and in its sale as if it is chulin. Why? Shahaniyasan michirasan biyokar ena lehegdish ela lebailim. Because there's a fundamental difference between Bechor and Maiser and Psulei HaMikdashin. When it comes to Bechor and Maiser, the halacha is lefi she'ein lehem pidyon b'mumon lios demeim nechnasan lehekdoshos. When it comes to Bechor, the halacha is that you don't redeem a Bechor. If a Bechor has a mum, then in such a case, then automatically it no longer has the requirement to be brought as a carbon. Dibi Bechor ne'mar lo sifta. By Bechor there is no pinyon. Ubi ma'iser ne'mar lo yigail. Ela ne'echolin lebailin b'mumon. This is an important klal. In fact, in my kol elyon b'china, Rav Shechter asked me about this halacha. And that is that when it comes to Bechor and Maiser, they're different than other mukdashim that get a mum. Other mukdashim that get a mum require pidyon. However, when it comes to Bechor and Maiser, they do not get pidyon. Hilkach eino egin bohen maiser chulim b'mchiras b'sarim kishenafu ben mum v'shachatum habaylim. And for that reason, they don't have maiser chulim when you sell the meat, and therefore there's no advantage to Hegdish by selling it. When it comes to Sharp Psulei HaMikdashin, so then in such a case there's an advantage to Hegdish. That advantage is that the money that's used to redeem goes to Hegdish. Hence, there is an incentive, as Rashi will go on to explain, to sell it in the marketplace, to gather attention, and then you'll get your best price. But when it comes to the Bechor and the Maiser, so there, if the Kohen is the owner of the Bechor, he could eat it. Or if it's Yisrael, he could give it to a Kohen to eat. However, there is no Pidyon, and hence, as Rashi is about to elaborate, there would be no advantage of selling it in a mundane fashion. Avol Sharp Psula HaMikdashin, continues Rashi, six lines into the wide. First word in the line is HaMikdashin. Haniyas Mechirasan Biyokar LeHegdeshu. If you get a better price, I will go to Hegdish. Va'afal pi shekvar niftu kodem shchita. Even though the pidyon took place, the kodem p'diya ein nishchatin, because before pidyon you can't shecht, afilu hachi anias mechirasan biyoker lehegdish. Any money that's made goes to Hegdish. L'fi shemashi yodeh shanaso yafa, hu mosif pidyono mitchiloso. The more the person knows that hana will come from the animal, the one who's going to redeem, he's going to redeem it for more. Bottom line, the Mishnah is saying as follows. Back into the Gemara. Psulei HaMikdashin hanasan lehegdish. When it comes to Psulei HaMikdashin, the hana goes to Hegdish, and therefore the halacha is that you could sell it in the regular market. When it comes to Bechor, you can't, because since it has Miktsas Kedusha, an animal that has a mum, both an animal of Psulei HaMikdashin as well as Bechor and Maiser, it has Miktsas Kedusha, and for that reason, really one should not sell it in the market, and one should not weigh it out. Nevertheless, since Hanas on LeHegdish and selling the market is going to cause it to go up in value, and Hegdish will end up profiting, we do that. When it comes to Bechor, we don't.
However, v'shoklim mana kenege mana bibichar, but there's no violation of weighing mana kenege mana when it comes to bichar. That's the punchline over here. And that is that shoklin mana kenege mana is not considered a maisachol way of weighing it. Because if that would be so, then it would be prohibited when it comes to bichar. Amale Abaye, Abaye says, Mara continues, 13 lines in. When did Rabbi Yoshua say this in regards to shoklin mana kenege mana to tell us that it's not a bizayon to the food? When it comes to Yom Tov, there's not going to be any bizayon of kachim. So then in such a case, Rabbi Yoshua had said, shoklin mana kenege mana b'yom tov. But who says that that is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua as described in the Mishnah and Becharos? Avo hasam, the ikah bizayon kachim lo. Maybe Rabbi Yoshua, who we said, says on Yom Tov, you could be shoklin mana kenege mana. There we weren't talking about kachim. When it comes to kachim, maybe it'll hold a bizayon kachim. Inami, or else I could argue, Atkan lo karmi rabbanon hasam. When do the rabbanon say that the halach is that you're allowed to measure and sell b'sar kachim b'char? That halach is that's permissible. El mishum de lo mechzi kuvdan dechal. When you're weighing mana kenegen mana in a sale, that's not the normal way to do it. It's not over the dechal. Aval hacha de mechzi kuvdan dechal lo. But over here we're talking about two people, Rabbi Chiyav, Reb Shimon ber Rebbe. They're dividing it. And kol derech hachalukin is considered uvda dechal, one could argue, says Rashi. Hence, we don't have a raya whether Rabbi Yeshua has a support from that Mishnah. In other words, when mina support to Rabbi Yeshua is that Rabbi Yeshua's sheet of shoklim mana kenege mana biyamtif isn't necessarily proven by the fact that you can be shoklim mana kenege mana when it comes to bechar. Continues the Gemara, lememra de kapti ahdodi. What was the reason that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe needed to measure mana kenege mana? They were so makbid with each other that if they were going to exchange meat or they were going to make it, an exchange on Yom Tov, so in such a case they needed to make it to the exact ounce. V'hana shav benisa. There were these seven famous fish, the Asa lebe Rebbe, that came to the house of Rebbe. V'shtake chamish minayu. And five of them disappeared. Where did they disappear to? Bei Rabbi Chiya. They disappeared to Rabbi Chiya. V'lo kapid. And he wasn't makbid. Who wasn't makbid? Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe wasn't makbid. So we see Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe generally was not makbid. Rabbi Shimon is the son of Rebbe. And so Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe wasn't makbid here. Why would he be makbid there? Amar Rav Papa Shadi Gavri Binayu. There was a third party that was involved. It wasn't just Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe, Rabbi Chiya, but rather they were dealing with a third person, and that person they felt the need to be makbid with. Rabbi Chiya, either the ma'aser took place with Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe, ubar kapara. Those were the people that were involved, and for some reason, which is not entirely clear to me, they in that case they were makbid. One to the other. It must be that Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Shimon ber Rebbe had a special relationship between the two. And there wasn't a hakpada. The others, there was more of a distance relationship, and therefore there was a hakpada. Let's begin new Mishnah. Mashkizin es hasakim b'yom tif. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Avol maisiya al gabe chaverta. But you're allowed to run one knife on top of the other and to sharpen it in that manner. The difference between the two is hashchaza was a special sheath that was used to sharpen a knife. That is also because of the dechal. However, if you do it with a shinui, then in such a case it would be acceptable. Only a sheath of stone, that is the ideal way of sharpening a knife. And that would be also hashchaza shel eitz, but a different type of sharpener that's made of wood. You could imagine that the wooden one is not as the same quality. Mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ha da amik shel evan aser. This that we say that the stone one is prohibited. Lo amran elu l'chadida. That was only said in regards to sharpening. Avol havir sham nusel mutter. But if it's just to remove any type of fat or any type of film that gathers on top, that would be permissible. Michlad b'shel eitz, afilu chadadonami mutter. If it would be of wood, so then in such case, even to sharpen it would be permissible. Ikud masin la seifa. Some learned it differently. B'shel eitz mutter, Rav Yudah b'shmuel, hadam b'shel meitz mutter. The second tradition is that Rav Yudah b'shmuel only said that when it's of wood, it's permissible. Lo amran el haver shamnu nusa. Only to remove the fat or film that's on top. Avlechadada aser, but to sharpen it would be aser, according to the second position, even it's of wood. Which means there are two nafkaminas. Number one is that if a wood, it's prohibited to sharpen as well, according to the second opinion. Mechlau debeshaleven, afil lahavir shamnusa aser. And then, according to this opinion, the second opinion, that when it comes to stone, it will be prohibited to use, even to remove fat and film. Ikedem aslam asnisen. There are some who learned this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda in regards to our Mishnah. And the Gemara will spell what that means. You're not allowed to sharpen it on Yom Tov. That's only regards to sharpening. But to remove the film will be permissible. Michlal. We infer, if that would be so, if that's the teaching of Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, so then running one knife on top of another knife to sharpen it would be permissible. Some learned it differently, going on the Seifa. V'ikad matzna seifa, aval masiyah al gabe chaverta, that we learned in our Mishnah that you're allowed to rub one knife on top of the other, even though hashchaza is prohibited. Again, hashchaza is the ideal process of sharpening it on a sharpener, what we called before in the sheath. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, loy shanu, elo l'chadata. We only learn this halacha in regards to, loy shanu el lahavir sham nunusa. We only learn this halacha in regards to removing the film, the fat. Aval l'chadata, but to sharpen it, asur, that would be prohibited. To sharpen one knife on top of the other would also be prohibited. Mechladu mishchezes afil lahavir sham nunusa asur. And that would also lead us to infer that to remove on the sharpener even a film or fat would be prohibited as well. I just want to clarify, we said a sheath. I just want to emphasize, a sheath in general is something that's used to hold a sword. Sometimes the sheath is also designed in a way where it could sharpen the sword as well. But of course, it is possible to sharpen it in many ways. Knives are sharpened on a special knife sharpener that's not the actual sheath. The Gemara continues, six lines from the bottom. Manan tanim mashchezes aser. The one who says that the sharpener is aser, Amar Chizda deloike Rabbi Yehuda. That opinion does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Desani, as we learned in a Brisa, Gemara continues, four lines from the bottom. Chavchai Soman Alf, Ein Ben Yom Tif L'Shabbos. This is a Mishnah in Megillah. The Megillah says there's no difference between Hilchos Yom Tif and Hilchos Shabbos, Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Except for Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Mater Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only are you allowed to do a malacha, which is in order that you could eat on Yom Tov, but it facilitates something that's a machshir. It's an important word for us to define. Machshir is an auxiliary act that helps cooking. For example, when it comes to a knife, if you sharpen the knife, that's the auxiliary act that will help you do the cutting of either shechita or the cutting of the meat. Another example would be, we have an example of Amud Beis, in a case of where there is a spit that has been broken, to fix it on Yom Tov would qualify as well as Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. So this is a very, very important sugya, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Mishnah tells us, in Megillah, that not only is Ochel Nefesh Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Machshirei Ochel Nefesh would also be permissible as well. Amele Rav Lev Chizda, Dashin Mishmecha, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rava told Rav Chizda, people are saying, are in your name, that you hold that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amele, he responded, Yehei Rava, it should be the will. Dechol ki haimi mili ma'alisa tidushu mishmei. That all things good like this should be said in my name. In other words, I daven that these are the things that are said in my name. In other words, correct things. That Rav Chizda corroborated what Rava said, that people were saying in his name, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. I was in front of Rava.
two Amud Beis, Lisakina Apuma de Dekula. And he sharpened his knife, or he rubbed his knife, on a palm tree. Va'amri le l'chadadaka avid mar. And I asked him, why did you do it? Did you do it to sharpen? O l'havisham nunusa. Or to remove its fat. Va'amri li l'havisham nunusa. V'chazisi l'daite. He said to me, I did it only to remove the fat. And it was clear to me that Rava's opinion was, l'chadadaka avid, that he really meant to do it to sharpen it. So why did he tell him something different? A fascinating phenomenon. V'kasavar halacha v'ein marin kein. And he felt that the halacha that we follow Reb Yehuda is correct, but one should not publicize that we follow the opinion of Reb Yehuda. This is a fascinating phenomenon. The phenomenon of halacha v'ein marin kein. Rashi explains on the second line from the top of Chaf Ches Amud Beis that we don't teach it to people because they're going to end up being more lenient than they're supposed to. Why? Because even though there's a heter of machshir ochal nefesh, that's only if it was efshar la'asosa me'erev yomtov. But if it was possible to do it on erev yomtov, then Rabbi Yehuda would not allow machshir ochal nefesh. So the bottom line is the prohibition of sharpening the knife is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be permissible. Rava himself followed that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nechemer, Rav Yosef claimed. However, he felt it was halacha ve'ein morin kein, and therefore he never admitted that he was following that opinion. Vam Rabbi Abaye taught Vavikamina Kame Demar Vavikamavir Sakna. Sakina, ashafta derachya. He was rubbing the knife on a millstone. Vamile lechadok laboimar lahavisham nusa. And I asked him whether he was sharpening it or he was removing a film. In fact, vamile lahavisham nusa vechazisila daitoi lechudoi ka'ovid. He told me he was removing the fat, but I saw the manner that he was doing it, that his intention was to sharpen it. Vikasavar, and it must be, as we reported earlier, halacha ve'emorikain. The Machshire Ochal Nefesh, both according to Rava, as well as Abaye, testifying what he saw in front of Mar. Now, Mar is Rabba, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't publicize the matter. The Gemara now continues with a Shaila that continues the theme of Uvda Dechol. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, Ma'u laharisak in lechacham biyomtif. What's Allah in regards to showing a chacham a knife on Yom Tov? What's the question? The halacha is in Meseches Chulin, and this is found in Shulchan Aruch as well, that there is a requirement for the slaughterers, the shochtim, to show the knives that they're using to the chachamim for them to say that the knives does not have any blemishes. If the knife has a blemish, it's more likely to cause the animal to become a trefa in the process of shchita. Smooth shchita, smooth knife, is critical for hilchos trefas. What's the shaila? There's no isur ostensibly of showing the knife to the chacham. Rashi explains in the Dibur Masul Malaharos that it appears as if the guy's going to a regular workday, because what does the shaykh do? He shechts, and then he brings it to be sold in the market. So it looks like uvda dechol from the moment you possibly bring it to the chacham. Says the Gemara, Rav Mari Breder of Bizna Shari. Rav Mari said it was permissible. Rabbanan Asri. But the majority opinion was it was prohibited. Rav Yosef Amar, Talmud Chacham Roya La'atzmai U'mashila La'acherim. What could be done is the Talmud Chacham could look at his house, because then that doesn't have the noise of Avsha Milsa. Avsha Milsa is often translated in halacha as noise. But over here, Avsha Milsa means a lot of traffic. That the commerce, the day of commerce, would have the people bring to the Chachamim their knives. But if the Talmud Chacham looks at himself and he lends it to others, it would be acceptable. Va'amar Rav, Rav also taught. In my Gemara over here, it's blurred out. It should probably say Va'amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef also taught. Sakin she'amda mutar l'chadida b'yomtof. If you have a knife that has become blunted, here the word amda means to blunt, you're allowed to sharpen it on yomtof. Rashi explains that it's only permissible to do if yesterday it wasn't blunted. But if yesterday you were able to do it, then you can't do it today, presumably because it's a tircha yisera. Rashi also has in Dibur HaMaschil She'amda mean that the knife isn't sharp, but it hasn't become entirely blemished. Rashi's probably telling us this because we learned beforehand that hashchaza, that sharpening a knife in general, is prohibited.
But that's only if the knife is no longer usable, Rashi says, according to Rav Yosef. However, if it's just begin to become blunted, then it could be done. Says the Gemara, Vahani Mili, Deposka Agav Duchka. That's only if it has become mildly disrepaired. Rashi adds, but if it comes entirely disrepaired, so then it's a Tircha Yisera to sharpen it. The Rashba is quoted as pointing out that Rav Yosef over here is assuming that we even could be more. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, unlike the opinions above, and certainly sharpening a knife would be acceptable. Hence, it would explain also beautifully why Rashi over here says the issue is only Tircha Yisera. However, in terms of the actual issue of the Derech Bechol, that is permissible according to Rabbi Yehuda because of Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Gemara continues, Rav Chisda v'Itamar Rav Yosef. Actually, the first word should be Darish Rav Chisda v'Itamar Rav Yosef. Echad Sakin Shenifkema Ve'echad Shvud Shenirtzam Ve'echad Grifas Tanu V'Kirayim B'Yomtev. If you have any of these food tools that have become damaged, a knife, a spit that has become bent, or the grates that are used for pots, Banu Machlokis Reb Yehuda V'Rabban, and that will be Tali in the Machlokis Reb Yehuda V'Rabban. This Sanya, as we learned in a Breisa, Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Reb Yehuda Matar Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Reb Yehuda, as we mentioned before, Reb Chisda elaborates now, says that Ochel Nefesh will be permissible, and not only Ochel Nefesh, but even Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, these instruments of eating or of food preparation, even though they, when repairing them and doing the uvda dechal or the malachos, you're not actually cooking the food. Nevertheless, machshirei ochel nefesh is also going to be permissible. My tama de tanakama. This is an important gemara because this is a gemara that gives us the source in the machlokis between the rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the rationale for the tanakama who says that only ochel nefesh is permissible? Amar kro hu levado yaslachem hu velo machshira. The Torah says acha sheyochel ochel nefesh hu. Levado yaslachem hu means to emphasize only ochel nefesh, not the machshira. Rabbi Yehuda amar kro lachem lachem chol. Anything that you need for your meal. What's the Tanakama going to do with lachem? He says, "Who? That's coming to tell you that you can't cook for Gentiles, as we delineated earlier on the Afchafami base. Vidach nami haksiv hu. What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the drasha? Who? Only ochel nefesh mamish, not machshirim. Amr lecha, Rabbi Yehuda will respond, ksiv hu, uksiv lachem, v'loi kan. Reb Yehuda offers an important distinction which finds itself in poskim in other areas as well, not only in the case of machshirim, and that is it depends on whether the machshir you could have done in Erev Yom Tov. If you couldn't have taken care of the machshir on Erev Yom Tov, then in such a case it would be permissible. For example, if the spit was working fine before Yom Tov, then it breaks, so then in such a case you're allowed to repair the spit. However, if the spit was working a while ago, but already before Yom Tov, it wasn't working, so then in such a case, you should have fixed it on Erev Yom Tov. And then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Machshir Ochel Nefesh would be prohibited, and the only thing that would be acceptable is Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, Shvud Shenirtzaf Asa Saknu B'Yom Tov. A spit that broke, it's prohibited to fix. Pshita, Lo Tzvicha Da'af Agav D'Mifshet B'Yodei. I would have thought that by straightening it out with your hands, it would be acceptable. The chiddush here is that it's not. Now Rashi explains that we're talking about a spit that's usable to prepare food, but not in its ideal form. So then in such a case, it's become crooked, that you can't fix it. But if it's not usable at all, so then in such a case, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, it would be acceptable to fix, because you could fix Machshir Ochel Nefesh. V'amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Shvud Shetzalu Babas Asal Tatlo B'Yom Tov. A spit that's used to roast meat cannot be moved on Yom Tov. The spit, Rashi explains, becomes all greasy and grimy, and all the Tzarchi Yom Tov are taken care of, so it's Mukta Machmas Mius, it seems from Rashi. Rav Ada Barava Amar, Rav Malkia, Shomto, you're allowed to throw away the spit by dragging it along the side, umenicha bekeret zavis. This is a little bit curious in Rashi, where Rashi explains that you're allowed to drag it and do tiltum min atzad. If you take a look at halachas from the daily daf and Masecha Shabbos, we discussed moving mukta and tiltum min atzad. It's a little bit unclear what type of tiltum min atzad Rashi is talking about. But whatever it means, you're allowed to drag it and not directly move it, but somehow indirectly move it. Maybe the Gemara simply seems to say move it in an abnormal manner with some type of shinui. But Rashi uses the expression also tiltu min atzad, and that requires more hesber if we were learning Hochas Mukza. Amar Rav Kiya bar Rashi Amar Rav Huna, v'ushi yesh lav kizayis basar. The only time would be acceptable is if there's also meat on it, because once you're also moving the meat, so then in such a case, then it would be permissible. Otherwise, even tiltul min atzad would be aser. Ravina amafel bishen alav basa motel taltalo. Ravina says it would be acceptable to move. Mita dahave akotz berushus harabim. This is an important heter in Hilchos Mukza, and that is that if you have a literally a thorn that's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim that people could be damaged by, so the halacha is that you're allowed to move it away from damaging people. Poskim point out that this is the makar, that if mukta can damage, so then in such a case, Chazal did not create the gzera of the Yisr Tiltul. It's important halacha. We will stop the daf over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf chaf ches in Maseches Beitza. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up five lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Chinna, Berei, Deravika.